From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. More signs of a healthier U.S. economy. Consumer confidence in the U.S. is at its highest level since the nation's financial meltdown began in September of 2008. That's according to the Conference Board's latest index for April. Separately, home prices in the U.S. are posting their first annual jump in more than 3 years. That's according to the latest Standard & Poor's Case-Shiller Home Price Index. President Obama says the federal government must not dump what he describes as a mountain of debt on the next generation. The president launched his bipartisan Federal Deficit Commission this morning, warning that public officials have got to get a handle on spending.
It's always easier when you're in public life to share the good news, to tell people what they want to hear instead of what they need to know.
Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke echoed the president's warning today in congressional testimony. Ford Motor Company is reporting stronger quarterly earnings as more people bought cars, trucks, and SUVs. Tracy Samilton with Michigan Radio reports Ford's pre-tax operating profits topped $2 billion in the first quarter.
Ford's investments had measurably improved the variety and quality of its vehicles by the time disenchanted Chrysler, General Motors, and Toyota customers were looking for their next car or truck. The company also slashed costs. The result? A healthy profit, and Ford's biggest quarterly increase in market share since 1977. CEO Alan Mulally says the new product onslaught will continue in years to come.
We have not slowed up $1 on the investment in the new price. Because that is the most important thing we do to serve our customers.
Ford still has about $31 billion in debt compared to GM's roughly $17 billion, but Mulally says his company can and will reduce the debt. For NPR News, I'm Tracy Samilton in Ann Arbor.
Greece is working on more spending cuts this week to activate a $60 billion loan from the European Union and the IMF. Joanna Kakissis in Athens reports public transportation workers are on strike today and civil servants will be protesting soon.
Prime Minister George Papandreou said this morning that tough decisions must be made now or never for Greece to stay solvent. But the Greek public, once widely supportive of the American-born premier, is growing increasingly restless. Recent polls show that more than two-thirds disapprove of his handling of Greece's massive debt problems. The IMF and EU want an end to the country's notorious corruption and tax evasion, but Greeks fear draconian measures. They say the government should reject demands for more cuts to wages and pensions. But the government will likely have to do that and more. It is considering cutting thousands of public sector jobs. In response, unions say they are planning more massive protests. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Athens.
This is NPR News from Washington. On Wall Street, stocks are lower today amid worries over that Greek debt crisis. At last check, the Dow was down 14 points. The Nasdaq was off 2. A denial today from one of Goldman Sachs' trading executives on Capitol Hill. In Senate testimony, Fabrice Touré says he did not mislead investors in a complex mortgage securities deal. Touré and Goldman Sachs CEO Lloyd Blankfein are among those being questioned by senators amid the government's civil fraud case against the Wall Street firm. BP is working on three fronts to stop oil spilling from a well drilled by the Deepwater Horizon platform that exploded and sank off the Louisiana coast. Eileen Fleming with member station WWNO reports the leak could be fixed within hours or it could take months.
BP, which leased the rig, continues working with remote control equipment to stop the 42,000 gallons of oil leaking from a well nearly a mile from the surface. Spokesman Doug Suttles says engineers are also working on designing covers that would go over the leaking pipes.
We have to complete the engineering and complete the fabrication. If those efforts are successful, we would be able to deploy it and determine if it will work and be successful.
Suttles says that process could take weeks. The company is also planning two more drills up to 18,000 feet deep to cut off the oil at the source, but that could take months. For NPR News, I'm Eileen Fleming in New Orleans.
General Motors says 1,600 jobs are now safe. The automaker says it's investing nearly $900 million in five factories, and GM says it'll need those employees to stick around. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News, in Washington.